Under 2018 IEEE President-elect Jose Mauro, there was established momentum with a prospect to break through and get restored ethics advice and ethical support during the 2019 year of his presidency. President Mauro's 2018 WebEx telecon meeting, held the prior August, seemed to have set a positive tone to work in 2019 to get the needed policies to restore ethics advice and ethical support to the members. However, early in January, at an off-site planning meeting held in Tampa, Florida, a new committee on diversity, inclusion, and ethics, called the CDIE, was created. When I learned of this, I was stunned to see ethics advice and ethical support were essentially treated as an add-on to diversity and inclusion, where before these had no relevance to each other. Further, Dr. Andrea Goldsmith, the new CDI chair's backgrounder, showed no previous experience working on ethical issues, and during my prior 40-plus years in the ethics field, had not encountered her. But one positive note was that I had been designated to chair the Ethics Advice and Ethical Support Subcommittee. By then, IEEE President Jose Mauro and was approved by the Board of Directors. Soon thereafter, things quickly went negative. There were two telecon meetings held between Andrea and myself, which she initiated. Both of them created problems for me. She made it very clear that while the 2017 and 2018 work of the Concerned Ethic Volunteers, or CEV, which I founded and chaired, she made it very clear that she and the CDIE could not possibly support the positions developed by the CEV for restoring advice and support. Up until then, she had no possible way of reviewing or even understanding what we had been working on, what we created, and what our objectives were, and what our correspondence with President Mauro had been during the previous year. I doubt very much if she even was aware that telecon meeting held in August of 2018 was initiated by President Mauro and had been attended by the IEEE General Counsel, the Chair of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, Dr. Stephen Unger, the father of IEEE Ethics, and myself, and what we planned to do that affected her work during the 2019 year. Worse, she explained the makeup of my subtask such that there would be a majority makeup in her favor, such that I could never get my preferred position adopted if she disagreed. And she disagreed. This occurred on both telecon number one and telecon number two. But in telecon number two, she went further and way out of bounds. Prior to telecon number two, she sent a email to all members of her committee pointing out that the structure of the committee and the task and the chair positions of the subtasks had been approved by the Board of Directors, which meant they could not be changed. There could not be a reorganization. Those were her written words. But prior to the telecon number two, she sent an email to me, and she had restructured in her email the subcommittees. She created a fifth subtask, an ad hoc committee, which was to be made up of members of the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, of the group which I had founded and led for 2 years. She went one step further, which really created a problem. She removed me as chair of that subtask and placed herself in that position, which was where the ethics advice and ethical restoral work was to be done. So what this accomplished was to place me on the sidelines with no voice and no vote, and gave her the authority and the control to submit to the full committee whatever she wanted to do. So I elected to exercise the one option I had. I resigned as chair and as a CDIE member. In spite of my having resigned, I continued to correspond with the committee, in particular the chair, Andrea, and sent materials generated by myself and the CEV that was relevant to the ethics issues that they were addressing. I continued to do this, for President Morrow had invited me to participate in a different way that directly affected the work of Andrea's committee. This will be addressed in the next audio.